Many things went on at Unseen University, and regrettably teaching had to be one of them. The faculty had long ago confronted this fact and had perfected various devices for avoiding it. But this was perfectly all right because, to be fair, so had the students. The system worked quite well and, as happens in such cases, had taken on the status of a tradition. Lectures clearly took place because they were down there on the timetable in black and white. The fact that no one attended was an irrelevant detail. It was occasionally maintained that this meant that the lectures did not in fact happen at all, but no one ever attended them to find out if this was true. Anyway, it was argued by the reader in woolly thinking, which is like fuzzy logic, only less so, that lectures had taken place in essence, so that was all right too. And therefore, education at the university mostly worked by the age-old method of putting a lot of young people in the vicinity of a lot of books and hoping that something would pass from one to the other, while the actual young people put themselves in the vicinity of inns and taverns for exactly the same reason. It was the middle of the afternoon. The chair of indefinite studies was giving a lecture in room 3B, and therefore his presence asleep in front of the fire in the uncommon room was a technicality upon which no diplomatic man would comment. Ridcully kicked him on the shins. "Ow!"
"Sorry to interrupt, chair," said Ridcully in a very perfunctory way. "God's help me, I need the Council of Wizards. Where is everybody?"
The chair of indefinite studies rubbed his legs.
"I know the lecturer in recent rooms is giving a lecture in 3B, he said, "but I don't know where he is. You know, that really hurt."
All virtual lectures took place in room 3B, a room not locatable on any floor plan of the university, and also it was considered infinite in size.
"Round everyone up. My study, 10 minutes, said Ridcully. He was a great believer in this approach. A less direct Arch-Chancellor would have wandered around looking for everyone. His policy was to find one person and make their life difficult until everything happened the way he wanted it to, a policy adopted by almost all managers and several notable gods. Nothing in nature had that many feet. True, some things had that many legs, damp, wriggling things that live under rocks, but those weren't legs with feet, they were just legs that ended without ceremony. Something brighter than the shark might have been wary, but equals swung treacherously into play and shot it forward. That was its first mistake. In these circumstances, one mistake equals oblivion. Ridcully was waiting impatiently when, one by one, the senior wizards filed in from serious lecturing in room 3B. Senior wizards needed a lot of lecturing in order to digest their food.
"Everyone here," he said. "Right, sit down. Listen carefully. Now, Vetinari hasn't had an albatross. It hasn't come all the way from the counterweight continent, and there isn't a strange message that we've got to obey, apparently. Follow me so far?"
The senior wizards exchanged glances.
"I think we may be a shade unclear on the detail," said the dean.
"I was using diplomatic language. Could you perhaps try to be a little more indiscreet?"
"We've got to send a wizard to the counterweight continent," said Ridcully, "and we've got to do it by tea time. Someone's asked for a great wizard, and it seems we've got to send one. Only they spell it W-I-Z-Z-A-R-D.
"Who?"
"Yes, librarian?" Unseen University's librarian, who had been dozing with his head on the table, was suddenly sitting bolt upright. Then he pushed back his chair, and arms waving wildly for balance, left the room at a bow-legged run.
"Probably remembered an overdue book," said the dean.
He lowered his voice.
"Am I alone in thinking, by the way, that it doesn't add to the status of this university to have an ape on the faculty?"
"Yes," said Ridcully flatly, "you are. We've got the only librarian who can rip off your arm with his leg. People respect that. Only the other day, the head of the Thieves Guild was asking me if we could turn their librarian into an ape. Besides, he's the only one of you buggers who stays awake more than an hour a day. Anyway."
"Well, I find it embarrassing," said the dean. "Also, he's not a proper orangutan. I've been reading a book. It's